Good morning, sir, and this is Arizona Board of Executive Diplomacy, and may we have your name, sir?
My name is Stephen Lewis Bennett.
Okay, Mr. Bennett, hold 1 second here, and let's see here, Okay, Mr. Bennett, once again, may I ask you to state your name and your ADC number for the record, sir?
My name is Stephen Lewis Bennett, 066932.
Thank you, Mr. Bennett. You have been certified by the Department of Corrections for a 412B411 hearing. That means that you've been certified for a to be considered for to be paroled to your next consecutive sentence of absolute discharge. Is that your understanding, sir?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Okay, and let me introduce you to the four board members who will be participating in your hearing today. To my left, your right, that would be the Honorable Mr. David Neal. On the other side of myself is the Honorable Mr. Louis Corwinis. On the other side of the Honorable Mr. Corwinis is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as board chair, as well as panel chair for your hearing today. I'm going to very briefly over some information that I've observed, and then if I say anything that's incorrect, we will ask you to correct me, because sometimes we get information that's not correct. We do not develop the information ourselves. It's given to us by the Department of Corrections. And then we just want to talk to you and let you tell us anything that you want to tell us and for your hearing. So I'm going to get started now, and then you can correct me, as I said, if you find anything that I say that you think should be different. Based on the information that I observe at this point is that at the moment you're serving a sentence for murder in the first degree, and that sentence had its beginning on November 18, 1993, and you will become parole eligible on September 14, 2019, which means if the board took action to move to your next consecutive sentence, it would not become effective until September 14, 2019. If the board moved to your next consecutive sentence, you would be moved to the armed robbery one, and that is for 15 years, and that will, of course, begin after this, after you complete the murder first degree. And then you have a couple of others. You have a burglary for 4 years, as well as kidnapping for 10 years. So far, does that information sound correct, sir?
Yes, it does, sir, except of 10 and a half for the kidnapping.
Okay, what's wrong with that one, sir?
You said 10.
Okay, 10 and a half. Okay, you want to put those 6 months in there. Yes, sir. I appreciate your honesty, sir. Okay. Okay, sir. I also take note that you presented to the board your institutional progress report, and that over the period of time you had a number of programs, and I commend you for that. I guess you had one in 17. You didn't have one in 18. You didn't programming or counseling or anything of that nature where you might have received a certificate or something, sir.
I haven't gotten a couple other NA and AA certificates because I haven't brought my list up here. But I have over 60 certificates. I wasn't able to send them to you.
I really commend you for that, and that really shows that you that over the years you've really been quite active in terms of programming, and that's what we work for, and we commend you for that. If you just have to reflect for a moment, sir, which of those would have been the most important one that you felt best about when you was doing it? Did any one stick out in your mind, sir?
Yes, sir. I believe my education, because I failed the eighth grade twice, and I ended up getting my mandate and my eighth grade certificate. And then I pursued my GED after my car accident, that I had to learn to walk and talk and read again, and it took everything I was at that time.
I'm glad that education, because education is very important, and as you know, whenever you are released, education is very important these days. You can management around education, something that's really needed. I also take note, although this is not applicable for you at this particular moment, but you do indicate that you, that once you are released, although you're not being considered to a release today, but you wish to reside with your sister and your brother-in-law down in Tucson, and you also have an aunt in Aqua in Scottsdale, or you might want to go to a halfway house. And you stated that your family will support you financially until your Social Security is reinstated. And I would point out the fact that it seemed to me that you are about 54 years of age. Am I correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
And you will qualify for Social Security because of that accident, because of a disability that you have, sir?
Yes, I obtained that March 30th of 1990.
Okay, sir. And you also show in your record that you have had some disciplines. The most recent one, I believe, and it was informally resolved, and that would have been obstruction staff, and that would have been in 2017. Remember what you did, although it was informally resolved, but it still appeared. You have anything, do you remember what you were doing when you instructed staff that day, sir? This is back in November of 2017.
I really cannot recall at this time. It was not physical or anything like that.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to see. I know, you know, you can't remember. I know you just can't remember all those things that that would have taken place. Okay, sir. Well, I'm going to move on, sir, and look further. I do take note. I believe, and you have to correct me if I'm wrong, I believe that you have not appeared before this board since 1988. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
And at that time, you were denied for early parole at that particular time. So it's been a while since you appeared before this board. And I also would take note that before this, and please correct me if I'm wrong, before the incident offense that you are now here for the murder and so forth, that back in December 18, 1987, you were placed on parole for attempting to flee from a law enforcement vehicle. And then you were placed on parole, but on March 4th, 1988, there was a petition to revoke your probation at that time, sir. And is that correct, sir?
I believe that may be correct.
Okay, sir. And then it was revoked on March 17, 1988. Okay, the incident offense itself, and that's where I wanted to really get you to start talking to me, but according to information that I've observed, and this is very brief, that on November 17, 1993, that you entered a gas station in Tucson, robbed them with a handgun, and then you left the station. And then after you left the station, you encountered a security officer who was not part of that station, but you encountered him out there. You were escaping, and he became the victim, and then you shot him, and he later died of three bullet wounds. And then you were located by the Cayman 9 unit down there in Tucson. So what was really going on in your mind when you decided to rob that station, sir? Any particular reason that you decided to rob them, sir?
I'm going to be honest. The thing that was going through my mind was I wanted to get some more money for alcohol and drugs, and I've been sober for years now. I've never had a dirty UA, and I prepared a one-page speech, if you would allow me to read it to you.
I will allow you to read it, but before you read it, we're going to allow you to read it as we move towards the end of the hearing. Yes, sir. So just hold on to it, and let's just talk a little more, and then we're going to allow you to read your statement and anything else that you would want to tell the board. So So you just tried to get some money to get some drugs and some alcohol. What kind of drugs were you using at that time, sir? I know you haven't used any since, but at that time, what kind of drugs were you using?
It was mainly marijuana.
Okay. Did you identify that particular service station, or you just happened to have been going by that gas station? Why were you at that point, sir?
Well, because it was close to where I was going to go pick up the drugs.
Okay. And you just let that gentleman, that security guard who was out there, he just happened to have been there, and when he saw you, he was trying to apprehend you, and then you shot him three times. Is that halfway correct, sir?
Well, that is halfway correct. I was intoxicated at the very time, and he put his hands behind his back. He told me, he goes, put that gun away or you're going to die, and he put his hands behind his back, and I had a helicopter flying over me. I had so many things going through my mind, and I regret my stupidity for my actions, and I shot that man.
Now, at the time this happened, after that happened, rather, and you were arrested, did you take responsibility for it at that time, or were you convinced later that you were guilty, sir?
Well, I was convinced later because, I understood that I did what I did. I understood that. I was trying to beat the system because there was no gunpowder residue on my hand, no fingerprints, tainted description. But I'm taking full responsibility for my actions. And I deeply regret them of that day.
Okay, I'm just going to jump around, and then I'm going to ask the board members for that question. But I want to say one other area that I want to ask the question. Okay, now as you indicated to me, and I'm going to take your word for it, and as far as I know, that you're telling the truth. Since you've been incarcerated, you haven't used any drugs or alcohol or anything of that nature. So could you tell this board what has changed in your life since this incident took place back in 1993? What's the difference? How are you different now than you would have been then? So I know you're old, and I know that we all change over a period of time, but what could you tell this board has changed so that this board would want might want to consider moving you to the next consecutive sentence, sir, in your own words, sir?
Well, I deeply regret the decisions I made on the day of November 17th and 18th of 1993. I have lost my mother, my father, and several other family members since my incarceration, and I could not be with them. And I beat myself up to a certain degree daily on my decisions and what I put the other family through, and I deeply regret that so much, and I'm terribly sorry.
Okay, sir. You indicated, sir, I believe that you had, although we don't have the certificates here, but that you've been taking some courses, programming with NA and AA. So why have you taken those since you haven't used any drugs or alcohol in recently, sir?
Well, I was taking that so I could share my testimony with other individuals who are in prison because of the alcohol and drugs. I'm trying to help others. I've actually written a story that I almost did not finish because it was madness. But I put it on the internet at www.prisonsfoundation.com. It's called Chasing That Illusion. And it's been out for some time now, and it's getting great reviews on people that have read it.
Well, thank you so very much for calling that to our attention, because I was not aware of that when it was in your notes. I missed it, so thank you for calling that to the attention of the board. For town management purposes, I'm going to stop asking questions then. I'm going to yield to other board members who might have some questions for you at this time, sir. Board members, any questions for Mr. Bennett? I don't see any questions for you at this particular moment from board members. Let me ask the question, because there are some people in the room at this time. Is there anyone in the room who is here to support Mr. Bennett? Anyone present? No one is present. Is there any victims present? There are no victims present either this morning. As indicated, sir, now this is your hearing, and you have something you want to read. You might have something else you want to tell the board. So now I'm just going to be quiet, and then the board is just going to listen to you. You reach a statement and tell the board whatever you want to tell the board at this time, sir.
Thank you. There is nothing I can do in this life to justify my actions I've done on November 17th and 18th of 1993. I deeply regret my actions of stupidity. I strive daily to make better decisions in my life and help others see how much I have truly changed my life by example. I have stayed sober and never had a dirty UA since I began serving my time. I pursued my education. I also got work for over 25 years. I had good reviews of my work. I got my mandate. Then I got my 8th grade diploma. Then I struggled to get my GED in 2005. That demanded everything that I was, having to learn to walk, talk, read again after my car accident, March 30th of 1990. As I said before, my mother and father died and many other family members during my incarceration. I have over 60 certificates I have right here. I could show you if you like. I have from taking many groups that I have completed. If I had another chance in society, I would continue going to AA and AA meetings, sharing my testimony and helping others when possible. I would get part-time work along with reinstating my Social Security so I would be able to survive. Would you like to see my certificates or?
No, sir. We take the word for it, and as I stated before, we really commend you for 60 certificates. That's really something that you can be proud of, sir. So, no, it won't be necessary for you to hold all of them up, but that is a positive. Definitely a positive something. Anything else you want to share with the board at this time, sir, in front of the statement or testimony you want to give to the board at this time, sir?
I believe I've said everything that I would like to say. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so very much, sir. Now, it was a long time since you came before this board, as you may or may not remember, is we do everything in open. We don't do anything behind closed doors. We're going to ask that you stay on the phone, that you listen to the board with everything that we say. This will be the first time that the four of us will have had an opportunity to discuss your case, because we do not go behind closed doors. We do not do like juries do and so forth, but we go back and we deliberate. We deliberate everything sitting right here as part of the open meeting laws of the state of Arizona. So the board is now going into discussion, and following this discussion, the board will make its decision whether to run you to the next consecutive sentence or grant you absolute discharge based upon the certification we have from the Department of Corrections. Now the board is in discussion. I find that Mr. Bennett is someone that is very interesting individual, that's very pleasant to talk with, and I do commend him for the progress that he's made in terms of education, getting that to GED. Although, you know, he had dropped out, he had failed to get his education twice in the 8th grade, but he said, I'm going to get it at any rate, so he's been successful since he's been incarcerated. So commend him for having 60 certificates over the years, which shows, you know, that he really has is interested and interested in helping others who are incarcerated at this particular time. And I also commend him for the, although I've not seen it, and I was not aware of it until today, for this website that WW, whatever it is, that he introduced us to today, that he's working on, and he's become an author now. He's writing. He's really done a great job over the years. Now, I'm just going to say how I feel as a board member, and this is not to try to influence any other board member. I'm very pleased with the progress that he's made. But since this is the first time that he's been to the board since, now, I believe, 1988 or whatever year that I stated, I think that I would like to see him again, and but I am impressed with him. But I'd just like to listen to him again to see what else he's doing. And although it's been since 1988, he's not been before this board. And that's one reason that I would like to see him again, just to hear him again. But I don't know how other board members feel. Therefore, at this time, I'm going to open it up to other board members for any discussion that they might have. Honorable Mr. Johnson, anything you want to share with the board as it relates to Mr. Bennett?
Dr. Wright, I would agree. I just see that he just had this one obstructive violation in 2017, which was informally resolved. But I don't think I'd like to see him again, too.
Thank you. Honorable Mr. Collins.
Thank you, Dr. Wright. I agree with you. I think he's done a lot of personal development inside the Department of Corrections, and he's on a good trajectory. But like you, I think I'd like to see him again.
Mm-hmm. And the Honorable Mr. Neal.
I agree with my colleagues.
Well, thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Neal. Okay, therefore, I'm going to offer a motion, and my motion is going to be very simple. It is to deny 412B, 411. That is moved to the next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge, and that is my motion at this time.
Second.
Agree.
And seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal. Just have to make sure I do this paperwork right, otherwise I'm in trouble. Agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, the Honorable Miss, she's not here. There's somebody here who's not here. Okay, so you know, by the those who present that is to deny. And I don't think I'm going to ask for a 1 year set off. I think that we can just see him maybe in about 6 months and let him come back again and see if he's still saying the same thing at that time. And the type of release that we are denying is 412B, 411. And reason for denial is serious and violent offense. In this case, loss of human life. Serious and deviant offense, okay, and okay, I think there was another one victim, okay, and okay, I am also going to check, although we have all the certificates, I'm going to check no family or community support present or in the room at this time. As he said, a number of his people have already deceased, but we don't have any here at this particular time. I'm also going to just point out, and I should have pointed this out earlier, that the board did receive a letter from the Department of Corrections, from the Maricopa attorney's office, also objecting to his to his being released, but those are the reason I'm going to check at this time. Any others that I've overlooked, board members? Okay, hearing none, you've heard the decision of this board, so did you understand why the board has denied, which basically we just want to see you again in 6 months, so just to see what's going on, and then we'll talk to you again, sir. So do you understand, sir?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, thank you so very much. So you will be certified by the Department of Corrections in about 6 months. We do not certify you. This board does not certify you. The Department of Corrections will certify you in about 6 months, and you will appear before this board again. Thank you so very much, and please lay the phone down so that the next one can come forward, sir. Thanks again.
Thank you.